We're sitting right here beside the border camp in Timisoara, in the middle of the forest. Next to me there's Tavi, who is one of the organizers of this whole camp, and I'm going to ask him some questions about the camp itself and some more. So, Tavi, this is, as far as I know, the first no-border camp which takes place in Romania. What about this special situation here, or why in Romania?
There are several reasons for doing this. And yeah, we could start about the new countries that will enter in this summer, EU, and the moving of the borders. So then now the Romania is at the border with the European Union. This was one of the reasons. Then the second reason was the growing number of articles and reports about Romanians who migrate illegally to whatever countries in Western Europe. And the next thing was that it also recently appeared this season working, and like the situation with Romanians who go on strawberry plantation in Spain to work there.
Mm-hmm.
This were like some of the reasons that were like making us here, and on the airport. And then it's also the involvement of Tarom, the Romanian airlines, into deportation.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the things that made us do this, and also to be used as a presentation of things happening here in Romania for Western people, or whatever, to try to work for better cooperation in the future.
Okay, what about the situation in Romania at the non-European borders?
Because there is Bulgaria, there is Serbia, there is Republic of Moldova, and there is Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And there are different things, and until now, for example, Serbia has been used for some time as a point for going out of getting off Romania.
Mm-hmm.
And now the situation has changed, and there are less people who are there is not so much importance on this, because people will not live through that part.
Mm-hmm.
And in the south there is Bulgaria, who has the same status as Romania, which and it's not a similar thing, but it is hard for people to go that direction, because it's also used for people who go to work in Greece. And about Ukraine, and I know that the border with the Republic of Moldova, the Romanian government received a lot of money of strengthening this.
Mm.
And there are also some laws who make it harder for Romania people from Moldova to get Romanian papers.
So, Tavi, about this demonstration which takes place on Saturday, what is the focus of this demonstration?
It will be street party combined with messages related to migration.
Mm.
And migration put also in the context of how it affects Romania and Romanian people.